Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Thank you, brother. The first remembrance this week is for Jason Aldean, the country superstar who decided to make a song that endorses punishing hooligans and vandals with rough justice, frontier mob style.
We'll try that in a small town, see how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own.
The video for Try That in a Small Town was even filmed in front of the Maury County Courthouse in Columbia, Tennessee, the site of a 1946 race riot and the 1927 lynching of an 18-year-old black man named Henry Choate. Now look, obviously Aldean doesn't say he hates black people or explicitly endorse lynching in this song, and yes, that location has been used for lots of other movie and video backdrops. But that's the tricky thing about racist dog whistles. You have to really listen carefully because the clever ones know how to make it sound like they're not even whistling about race at all. In fact, the more unracist it sounds, the more it proves how skilled they are at hiding it while they sing about guns and government conspiracies.
Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that.
But look, that's why it's so important to ignore the denials of the actual artist who made the song and instead trust the opinions of our level 4 certified microaggressionistas, who are so gifted at explaining how things that don't sound racist really are. And trust me, if you look hard enough at any song by white conservatives, oh, you'll find the racism, even if it isn't really there. That's the hard part about racism today. It's so invisible that it takes at least 2 postgraduate degrees and a subscription to Mother Jones to find it. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we want to celebrate the ongoing work of inclusion being done by Walt Disney Studios in properly realigning unacceptable old stories to 2023.07.21 standards, such as in the live-action remake of Snow White coming out next year. Even though the title Snow White will rather unfortunately be retained, the lead character is, thankfully, a Hispanic actress, Rachel Zegler. And you'll notice the 7, and I apologize for using this awful term, dwarfs, are not mentioned in the title. They will now be the 7 magical creatures, featuring a multiracial and gender diverse group, including one person of minimal stature. Although the early information about plot and content isn't available yet, we do have some suggestions for the fine woke-alites at Disney. First, do not allow a deer to be killed for the heart substitution. Deer are people too. Instead, perhaps the huntsman can use a 3D printer and some impossible burger meat to fabricate a heart. Just please stop culture-norming deericide, okay? Now, obviously, when Snow enters the House of Magical Creatures, she is totally within her equity rights to take whatever food and wine and sleep in their bed that she needs. The concepts of breaking and entering and burglary are just tools of the patriarchy, and we hope they make this clear. Third, a solid message about how the wicked queen was clearly over-consuming Instagram and had internalized beauty dysmorphia would be a nice touch. Fourth, we recommend some new names for the magical creatures. Doc is obviously fine to keep as long as she's a female, perhaps even transgender. Grumpy could become economically marginalized person. Sneezy could be boy with several allergies. Bashful? Bashful should definitely be the respectful one who always asks for permission. Sleepy could be girl with an alternate awake schedule or just sleep apnea person. Of course, happy should be called privileged. It's important to have one white male in the group. And dopey will be dear friend with special needs. Now, fifth and finally, the prince obviously cannot kiss Snow White out of her slumber without her consent. Even holding her hand would be an assault. So we recommend that perhaps he simply be the delivery driver with a magic potion that Doc, the she doctor or the they doctor, can administer, and then Snow can decide for herself whether she wants to consider romance with this potential suitor. Simple. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, it's come to our attention that a group of climate enthusiasts has been saving the planet one golf course at a time. Members of Extinction Rebellion Spain have been protesting their country's drought by sneaking onto courses in places like Madrid, Valencia, and Ibiza in order to fill the holes with cement and plant multiple seedlings on the greens, making it virtually impossible to use them. Sporting messages such as "golf closed for climate justice" and "water is a common good," these eco-educators are pointing out the hypocrisy of using 22,000 gallons of water a day for each hole on the golf course when less than 1% of the population even plays this ridiculous sport of white supremacists. Their poignant attack on the leisure elitists reminds us just how twisted our world has become when enough water to quench the world is squandered daily on an overpriced game played by bored billionaires and trust fund recipients. Just let them try to work their corporation-y deals and practice their toxic masculinity when they can't sink a putt or even get a good divot from the brown, dried grass of athletic justice. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
This week's refreshments will be lemonade made with an okra and broccoli flour infusion, conflict-free wheat crackers with reduced fat pimento loaf made with free-range olives, and, of course, simulated meat from the compost pile mushrooms at the Johansson Co-op. Please keep Leighton and Jasmine in your prayers. They found out today that the carbon offsets they thought they purchased last year were in fact fraudulent, and because they were bought with cryptocurrency, they're now wrestling with the guilt of having used so much mining energy in the purchase of the fake carbon credits. They were too ashamed to even come to the service this morning, but they have pledged to go without using light bulbs for a month as penance. So if you visit, go during the daytime or bring a candle.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.